Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting second. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting third. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Markham. And now, play ball. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive towards first. Trosky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball four. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Radcliffe. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Radcliffe steals second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller fires to first and picks off Walker. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Grimes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a pop-up towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 1 in the game. Bijma hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb strikes out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Feller reaches second base with a double. Grimes goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Feller moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma fields it and throws to second for the out. Feller scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling strikes out. There goes Walker. The throw from Hemsley to Webb, and Walker is out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Markham covering, for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 1 in the game. Markham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 2 in the game. Bijma hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell, who is chasing the ball. QL reaches third base with a triple. Markham goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Indians. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-2 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. QL scores. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling can't make a play. That's a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-3 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Feller moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Feller scores. Hemsley moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Clint Brown now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. Heath moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 6-3, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell is walked intentionally. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball towards center. Krivic catches it and throws to QL, who throws to third to double up Trosky. Chapman tags and scores. It's 7-3, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb misplays the ball. That's an error on Webb. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-2 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb bunts towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Pijma covering, for the out. Grimes moves to second. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Feller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher pinch hits for Clint Brown. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 3 in the game. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. QL hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Norm Schluter now catching. Jess Dobernik now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Schluter for a passed ball. Chapman moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to third. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krivic for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.